In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. Say and please where man has been, or tear it down and start a dream. Oh, oh. In the year 9595, I'm kind of wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Oh, oh. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, man is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive. There are times that I become concerned about a much tighter time range. 2035. What do we face? Among the issues that we are having crammed down our throat on a day-by-day basis is this transgender movements, plural, which make a mockery of traditional America. But then what is traditional America any longer? My question becomes, where's less than B? And their friend Ann. It goes beyond that. Good evening. I know you're typically prepared to tune into a health-related program on a Wednesday evening. And I made a decision to do some changes on that, at least for tonight. Because what I'm about to share with you is going to upset a number of people. People don't like hearing truth. That's reality. I guess all I can suggest is that I hope that what we're going to share this next hour really sticks in the LGBTQ movement's ass, good and hard, and makes them spew their Fruit Loops or their Chai Tea when they listen to this. I'm an eternity past giving a good damn about these godless bastards. Isn't the queer phenomena of our country some kind of vile spectacle that makes a normal man want to puke? There's something to be said for the days when the freaks were forced to stay in the closet. But now the sick, rotten bastards are right out, and they're right here in broad daylight, prancing around and shoving their perversion in the face of every good and decent American, making the Christians of the nation rail to God to come soon or take these godless Satan worshipers on to hell. Oh, all Christians except for the new, improved, queer-friendly churches like the Southern Baptist Convention that now delivers heretical sermons soothing to queer ears, even allowing drag queens to desecrate the churches by performing from behind the altar. Not any differently than they do in our elementary schools in this country today. Oh, my friends, yes. I understand God accepts all sinners for redemption who come before Him in honest and sincere contrition and asking for forgiveness of their sins. But if one simply mouths the words and then returns to one's same sinful ways, God doesn't accept such false pleas. That's biblical. That's not just my opinion. But whether one is a Christian or not, if one looks at the LGBTQ movement, specifically the trans movement, holistically, no one in their right mind can truthfully deny the very real harm and damage these deviants and perverts are doing to an untold number of America's youth and America's society at large. For my money, they can't be sent on their way to hell soon enough. But just saying. What we face is a massive eclipse. America's reality has been eclipsed by a storm of subjective make-believe. June is upon us, my friends. And with it, once again, we see a disturbed, sick mass of people in America engaged in celebrating the immoral, delusional, unhinged, sick, deviant, and perverted queers of America, crying out gay pride and trans women are real women, as if anyone really can find anything that gives one a true sense of pride within their lifestyle. There's the alphabet soup of gender dysphoria that any normal person sees as disgusting, reprehensible, certainly shameful. Their diseased minds mistake their comfort, their glee, and whatever endorphin or adrenaline high they achieve by promulgating evil and malicious acts against the traditional mores of society as pride. It's a false pride, my friends, that rejects the truth of God and attacks the intact nuclear traditional family and the notion, as described in Genesis, that we've been empowered as male and female to bring forth new images of God and ourselves. But pride? Just how does one take pride in screaming to the world that every single one of their body's orifices are nothing more than a receptacle for anything they can dream up to stick in them? Men sticking penises in other men, so afraid of a womanly form and natural differences they choose to be an abomination to God and all mankind. And women laying with other women, poking their vaginas with electronic devices and any other unnatural thing they can make fit. And all of this is they reject the natural order of things, the biology, God's plan for all of us, and any normal sense of love. All of this conflates lust with love. It's not the same. We were created to procreate, to love one another and our children, a fact accepted by Christians for over two millennia and by all the other major religions as well, something necessary to the survival of the human race. And yet as one ponders this, one surely must wonder how much longer will America's society survive with the radical, often violent, alphabet deviants holding a heavy-handed influence in the federal government's institutions, making a hard push for transgender rights, transhumanism, eugenics, abortion, depopulating the world. All of this brings to mind that 1969 song that we opened with tonight, in the year 2525. It was quite prescient and, oh, so far ahead of its time. And three verses in particular stand out in that aforementioned song. In the year 6565, you won't need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. And in the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, I guess it's time for the judgment day. And finally, in the year 8510, God's going to shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. I don't think the world can wait until 8510 or 7510 or 6565. Let's get it on. For after all, isn't this kind of ironic? Here we are, centuries after God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and mankind has learned nothing, which is made obvious by the gross, profane, the sacrilegious manner in which advocates for the transgender movement have mocked Christianity by dressing as nuns as they spew their LGBTQ propaganda, calling themselves the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? Oh, this is insane. This is a topic that I have long since avoided discussing, and occasionally I'll make some satirical reference to it or something, or a little bit of momentary anger. My friend Justin Smith is, as a general rule, submitting a column a week, just as Charles Dickens does. I have worked with Justin for many, many years. I don't take any credit for what I'm about to say to you, but we have found an amazing way to work together, and just as we do with Charles Dickens. And I am convinced that the work of Justin Smith has continued to get profoundly better and better and better. I like to think that some of that is due to the way that I present his work in some cases on the air, but in a lot of cases in the visual. Most of Justin's work we publish on federalobserver.com. Occasionally we'll publish on a piece on Metropolis. Very occasionally we'll publish something on drkelly.net. But this particular piece hit me so hard that I made a decision to publish it. Are we going to lose readers? If we lose them, I really don't care. Are we going to lose listeners? Frankly, for the same reason, I don't care. Truth is truth. This I share with you to make you think. Unfortunately, I'm sure we've got some people who've got children who are questionable as to what their preferences are today. Why? Because they've been taught that it's okay to have preferences. Justin did not intend to turn this into some long religious treatise on why the LGBTQ movement is terrible for America and any other nation that is infiltrated. Whether one is a Christian or not, there are many excellent reasons to oppose letting this minority gain any more support. And we must certainly break its current ironclad grasp over the reins of our government institutions. Interestingly enough, just prior to coming on the air tonight, I was opening up some emails, just taking some quick look. I am shocked at some of the emails I'm getting, that there's not a day that goes by that each one of them isn't covering this topic. How angry are you? How angry many of our fellow countrymen must be. I know, especially if they served or had family members who served in any of the U.S. Armed Services. We give a mere single day to remember and honor those who served and gave their lives in service to America. And today, an all too significant portion of America's population has now set aside an entire month to celebrate some of our country's worst people, worthless than spit, if anyone should ask me. Justin says that in his earliest years of opposition to the LGBTQ movement, he stood alongside many Christians, their churches, their groups, as they encountered, protested, petitioned local school boards, local governments, various state assemblies to stop encouraging and facilitating these unwell people by way of official decrees and or laws, such as we were witnessing in the run-up to the Obergefell versus Hodges and the legalization of homosexual marriage on June the 26th of 2015. And those of us who were against it were called everything from bigots and alarmists to Christian fascists. After all, to hear their supporters and the mainstream media tell it, the homosexual and the transgender contagion wasn't spreading. Drag was just an art form, and school employees were not facilitating children's social gender transitions or hiding it from their parents. We're still being kept in the dark in many school districts today, my friends. None of what the American people have been told by the transgender movement is true. And the media and the Democratic Party communists who are advancing transgenderism purposefully with the intent of destroying the traditional intact nuclear family and Christianity have advanced their lies and used their movement to advance a Marxist-Maoist agenda in the process as well. Turns out that the queer movement and the trans movement and the LGBTQ movement, whatever in the hell name one assigns to it, they weren't pushing America down a slippery slope, but straight off the edge of a cliff to whatever the hell fate awaits us all. So if we channel one Rod Stewart, I'm sorry, Rod Serling. Imagine this if you can. Literally being upset about any state law that prevents anyone from physically removing the genitals from any minor child. It's near impossible for normal, sane people to consider, since the notion of butchering the body of a child not yet old enough to make any adult decision, it's foreign and repugnant to them. Even Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, a man who transgendered to a woman, has publicly stated his opposition to such surgeries for minor children. And yet there remain many within these queer movements who are wildly upset over bills passed in several states that stop the mutilization of children in this very fashion. It's appalling, is it not? Incredulously, some of the same activists who were adamantly protesting the Islamic practice of female genital mutilation. That's a practice and tactic that Muslim men use to force their wives into a subordinate and submissive position. They're now some of the most vocal and violent who are demanding that all children must be allowed to choose their gender without any interference or guidance from their parents. This is spreading throughout the world. There's nothing progressive about promoting a social disease and mental illness, but under the name of progressivism, transgenderism is becoming a growing problem. Its move into mainstream society and basically being tolerated, if not accepted, has now moved the needle on the notion of sex with minors, as we're regularly inundated with drag queen video exhibitions of grown-ass men pretending to be women, gyrating and hovering over elementary school children. Or some teenage boy barely into puberty performing a drag show in a bar full of homosexual men. And worse yet, the queers of this nation have managed to infect our public school libraries with books like Gender Queer, often with the help of teachers' associations and unions, by the way, all with their full-color illustrations of minors engaging in fellatio, which has made many parents across the country explode in a fit of rage, and rightly so. If you don't know the meaning of the word fellatio, just pretend like you're playing an instrument, a horn. And how do you make noise come out of it? You figure it out for yourself. I'll be somewhat nice. We celebrated Mother's Day just a short while ago. It was interesting, a cartoon that I came across. A young boy giving his mother, questionable mother, a card that says, Happy Mother's Day. And the parent says, you assume my gender. And the kid quietly says, sorry, I forgot you're a Democrat. Interesting. So now we see the connections between medical interventions. Pedophilia advocacy becomes stronger, more greatly intertwined. But most of us knew many years ago this nexus between the queers and the pedophiles after they created their North American Man-Boy Love Association 44 years ago. And those interested proponents of the transgender movement, the medical professionals as well, they currently flat out lie to people as they continue their relentless push for gender-affirming health care for minors, as they assert the settled science surrounding castrating healthy boys or performing double mastectomies on healthy girls, when what they call science is more like voodoo nonsense and far from settled. Much of all of this takes on a more sinister light, my friends, and we see medical professionals who know it's wrong performing such surgeries under the guise of life-saving care simply because these procedures are such a lucrative endeavor for them. Lucrative meaning profitable. Even worse, the continued insistence that minors possess the maturity to consent to irreversible medical procedures supports an argument that they likewise possess the capacity to consent to other life-altering decisions, like having sex with adults. These kind of things are amazing. In February of this year, Lee Finke, or Fink, a transgendered legislator, a biological male from Minnesota, introduced a bill declaring Minnesota a, quote, refuge state for the medical transitioning of minors. And he went further by proposing an amendment that would classify sexual attachment to children as a protected sexual orientation. This is a legislator, a politician. And in April of this year, the Democratic Party communists and the majority passed a bill in Washington State, no surprise, that allows state officials and any concerned citizen to legally hide runaway children from their parents if parents don't consent to their child's gender transition or abortion. And last year, a teacher in Texas was fired after someone caught her in a video where she deemed to advocate for pedophiles before a classroom of minor children, saying that we're going to call them MAPS, minor attracted persons. So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. This was a teacher who made this statement. Yeah, I got to agree with Justin. Where the hell's my damn 12-gauge shotgun? By damn, these people have lost their rabid-ass minds. No longer are the normal Americans supposed to refer to someone as a transvestite or a cross-dresser, although the term drag queen is even more fashionable than ever in the circles of the liberal elites and the Marxist Maoist Comintern of America. Somewhere in homo-loving Joe's garage or basement. Anything with the most remote semblance of negative connotation used in describing the transgender movement has now virtually been cast aside in favor of trans man and trans woman. All sounds like some Frankenstein construct in some dystopian future, which I want no part of. The advocates for the movement have essentially eliminated the notion that these are grown men pretending to be women and vice versa. It's all been by design. Associated with the Democratic Party communist power grab, of course, and all far removed from the limits of reality. While working on this presentation, I came across a cartoon. And I would say this was probably a 1980s cartoon, maybe done for some magazine or book. Now, at the top of the cartoon, it says that the piece of art, while Jose's mother was away, he snuck into her room and tried on her high-heeled shoes. Now, this is obviously a guy standing in high-heeled shoes facing a mirror, but what he sees in the mirror is himself as a woman. And Jose says, wow, I feel beautiful and somehow right. And suddenly he knew who she really was. It's insane, my friends. Some of these things were written as satire, but what has happened since then is a whole different ballgame. Never before in the history of all America has any movement, civil rights or otherwise, been predicated on the idea that some other group had to be subsumed or canceled for success to be achieved. Whether it concerned blacks or women or queers or lesbians of yesterday, but that's exactly just what the transgender movement is doing. They're canceling real women in all the sports arenas, with the blessing of big corporations like Adidas and Bud Light, Target, many more. Many courts and homo Joe Biden. Can we call him that now? You know. All of this demeans and harms all real women who are women precisely because of the fact of their birth as such and the life experiences that can only be shared from childhood into actual womanhood. Real women are not manufactured on the cutting table of some unscrupulous, immoral surgeon. Look, reference Target's tuck-friendly swimsuit for transgendered men. Riley Gaines, former NCAA swim star and women's rights activist, wrote that, "I don't understand why companies are voluntarily doing this to themselves. They could have at least said that the suit is unisex. But they didn't because it's about erasing women." Ever wonder why we hardly see this go the other way, he concludes. How interesting. The loss of money that Target has faced over the last month because of this business. And look at Bud Light. It's going away. Erasing women? Indeed. Case in point. A seemingly bright, inquisitive student recently received a failing grade, not due to any factual errors or academic shortcomings, but because she dared to mention the term biological women in a proposal about transgender women in sports. That's an issue that deserves rational discourse. But the student was grounded in objective scientific truth, guided by moral clarity, has instead become a breeding ground for intellectual intimidation and harassment. One can then never forget the case of a 15-year-old boy from Virginia wearing a skirt who was described as gender fluid. In 2022, was found guilty in a juvenile court of sexually assaulting a girl in the girls' restroom, where he was allowed because he supposedly identified as female, at a school in Loudoun County, Virginia. Now, the boy was initially transferred to another school after the assault, where he was later found guilty of inappropriately touching another girl. I guess he must have been a lesbian. And don't give a pass to the 6'2", 260-pound freak. I saw this image. It was sickening. Posing as a woman who was allowed to join Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority at the University of Wyoming, where he sat in the house staring at them and getting sexually aroused in front of them, according to several sorority sisters who filed a lawsuit against the University of Wyoming this past March. Oh, yeah. Another lesbian, huh? No one can deny, my friends, the speed which the transgender movement climbed to such heights and into ascendance in the eyes and the tools and the fools of our country. No one truly thinks that this is really what the majority of Americans have been demanding from their elected officials. Those in the know understand this has been one of the most intense, well-coordinated, coercive indoctrination projects ever, driven by our country's deviants and perverts determined to radically alter our society, largely out of pure spite for everything the good and decent people of America represent and hold most dear. The goal is to punish traditional conservatives and independent Americans that make us feel the same misery that they feel, trapped inside their own feverish, dysphoric hallucinations, while we refuse to comply with their demands and remain solid in our rejection of their immoral lifestyle, their godless worldview that presumes they can make a man or a woman better than Almighty God can. And so over the past decade, over the past decade, an extremely small minority of radical, violent, sexual aberrations has gaslit our country and grabbed the reins of power, my friends, by helping to place one of their most fervent supporters in the Oval Office and many congressional seats. They've turned reality on its head. They have forced all Americans to deal with their surreal, anti-Christian, immoral worldview. And by way of their hatred for reality, they've created an unnatural state of being where men use tampons and have babies and women have penises and 5 o'clock shadows. Enter Lou Reed. Michael, where'd you go? One moment. Stand by, man. Okay.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. and the colored girls go do 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 do. Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha! Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
Song probably ties in more closely to that which we're discussing in this program tonight. Hitchhiked her way across the USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. How old is that song? How much does it speak about where we are in this nation today? Most Americans, I think, may have a similar take on this problem as I do. Many don't really care what grown adults do in the privacy of their homes, as long as their partners are of the legal age for consent and willing. They have to answer to God, not to me. But you see, we're not dealing with people who want to keep their deviancies and perversions to themselves. We're dealing with dangerous, deluded morons and narcissists who demand that everyone participate in their delusions and fantasies, and even thank them for being allowed to view them in all their sick, twisted, vile, and inglorious splendor. Something that we normals say absolutely no to. In so many words, the U.S. Supreme Court has pretty much regularly stated that your rights end when your vagina smacks me in the face. We'd actually do much better as a nation, a society, if everyone just went back into the age-old agreement that there are only two sexes, men and women, and that sex and gender are basically synonyms. Refuse to use their asinine pronouns and made-up words for scores of so-called genders. The only pronouns anyone in America should be using are he or she. and probably aligned in accordance with the actual biological sex of whoever we're addressing. Just like Alice. Alice tumbled down the rabbit hole, found herself traversing the dizzying, surreal absurdity of Wonderland. Americans, too, seem to be hurtling down a similar abyss into a world unmoored from objective reality. Unfortunately, our current situation isn't a child's story, but rather the sobering reality of our modern American society, where principles of truth and reality, once held inviolable, are now eclipsed by a storm of subjective make-believe. And then the unhinged queer, the transgender movements, and Joe Biden's regime, they don't want men and women to share equality under the law, not in any normal sense of that legal term, nor as understood by our founders. They definitely do not seek equality for their members if it means being made to acknowledge their original biological sex at birth. No, they're bound and determined to force every American to validate their sick, deviant, deluded, and immoral lifestyle, forcing Americans to also accept a privileged status for the LGBTQ folk above all other Americans, even if it violates someone's conscious and inalienable God-given rights. And this is a situation we must bring to an end sooner rather than later. We must refuse to tolerate any of this mess in our personal or professional lives, and refuse to comply when governments illegally advances queer privilege over our inalienable God-given rights. We've got to fight back tooth and nail with every means available to say hell no to the queering of America. In my personal opinion, all who have accepted this transgender movement and the queering of America lost their damn minds. The time to find an antidote for this sickness is now. It's immediately. But until that happens, I guess it's time for me and the old sweet mutt gonna go ambling on down to the creek, watch the groundhogs, the rabbits, and the foxes mate. Rabbits with rabbits, foxes with foxes. No groundhog rabbit offsprings or jackalopes. Justin O. Smith. It's a profound commentary. It's not a difficult one for me to present because I'm so angered by this. On our website, metropolis.cafe, and also on Federal Observer, we have a section called Village of the Damned. And more, whether we like it, we're being forced into publishing articles about these very things that are being, excuse the term, crammed down our children's throats in the public school system. And yet we're finding that school choice is gaining momentum. More and more people are getting fed up. Al Benson recently wrote a piece that we published on Metropolis.cafe called The Planned Public School Perversion of Our Children. And in this article, Al Benson references several other recent pieces that were written in late May on the the Gateway Pundit. There's other stuff he's talking about. Target partnering with GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Barack Obama, who first pushed sex education to kindergartners back in 2007. Now, that is quite interesting because if you go to Federal Observer to read this lengthy article and to share it, by Justin Smith. His title is The Transgender Movement Makes a Mockery of Traditional America. You'll find some pretty harsh and interesting images that we've added to it, some of which I've shared with you on the program tonight. But you'll also find a video all the way at the very end. Apparently, it was the last recording that Leonard Cohen wrote before he passed away, called You Want It Darker. And I remember the first time I saw the video. And what drew me to it is the dark individual, the enemy in this video, looked exactly like Barack Obama. It was a human being portraying the individual. You want it darker? If you want it darker in this country, then just turn off the network. Don't listen to the truth and the harshness that we try to waken all of you people up to. But it's not just you listeners. It's all the people around America who don't do a damn thing. They just say, there's nothing we can do about it, so the hell with it. Well, you can stop doing business with the companies that want to promote all this nonsense. You can stop buying Bud Light beer. You can stop going to Target, a store that I don't go into and haven't been for several years, because I began to see the direction that we're going. When you go in there to buy men's jeans or men's pants and they're all fruity stretch pants, unfortunately, Walmart's doing the same damn thing. Try to buy traditional conventional shorts or pants that are canvas or regular jeans that aren't this stretch nonsense. What the hell's the point of all that? Well, I'm sure they weren't developed for fruitcakes, but that's another story. But yeah, take a look at Al Benson's piece over on Metropolis.cafe, The Planned Public School Perversion of Our Children. And there's so many, many other articles of this type that we have come across, that we have found. And yet we go to places like Georgia and Arkansas who have revived old school teaching methods. They've had enough of this nonsense. It's profound. You find a couple of moms who create a forest school that's now reaching thousands of kids. They've had enough. They've all had enough. We should all have enough as well. You go to the Village of the Damned category on Federal Observer. You can find our categories by scrolling down on the right-hand side, and you'll see images. Here's a marvelous piece from Roger Angus. Education extremism rising. America's way of life is threatened. Another article. What goes on today in public schools is not stupidity. It was planned that way by the messiahs of education. Another headline. Parents urged to flee public schools. Rescue their kids from the poison. It's unbelievable. And it goes on and on and on. Weaponized justice system attacks parents on behalf of public schools. There's more of them. To help new students adapt, some colleges are eliminating grades. Who cares about colleges anymore? House approves parents' bill of rights to give Americans more say in their kids' education. Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder exactly what they mean by that. Give some thought to all of these things. Here's a Maine sixth grade student, age 11, reading from a pornographic LGBT book that he found in the school library during the school board meeting. And he reveals that the librarian asked if he wanted a graphic version. I've got the video of this thing posted with this 11-year-old kid sharing this darn thing. This is unreal. Oh, here's a goodie. Arizona school board member says district should reject hiring students with Christian values. because it's not safe. Oh, the person that says that is Tamia Valenzuela, currently serving her first term on a governing board after being elected in November of 2022. She's a strange-looking thing. Piece by Charles Dickens on Federal Observer, entitled Merck and Education. Another piece by Benson, The Theology of Woke. Arizona school board member leaks radical science curriculum to parents that will teach their children that sex isn't binary and many variations exist. Does this ever end? No. It's not going to end until we stand up and make it end. There's an author of an LGBT book called Lawn Boy, which describes two 10-year-old boys giving each other oral sex, but admits the graphic story was never meant for school libraries. Yeah, well, it got there anyway, didn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't start paying attention to this kind of stuff, you know what? You may live in a community. You may not have kids or grandkids in the local public school system, but you damn sure pay taxes into that public school system. You've got the right to go down there and combat this nonsense that they're allowing to take place. You've got to start somewhere, people. You have got to start somewhere. If you don't, then it's over. And I mean over. Where do we go? Jesus God. Just unbelievable. I know. Wednesdays, you typically tune in for health-related stuff. Well, frankly, I've been getting very little response to any of that lately. I don't know what the listener's looking for. Here I sit at 28 years wondering if any of this is even worth it anymore. Yeah. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. And yet, to me, it is worth it. I have a young grandchild that's in the public school system, and her younger sister will be starting fairly soon. Fortunately, her mom is straight, her stepdad is straight, all that nonsense. But how do you control what they're taught in the public school system? It's sad. So what are you going to do? Go to bed tonight, just forget about it? I hope not. If you spend time at both Metropolis.cafe and Federal Observer, scrolling through Village of the Damned, you will find many articles on this subject that will help educate you, and you can find far more. Please do so. Educate yourself. Be prepared to argue your points without being idiots. If it continues, and frankly, our closing song is going to have greater meaning. It's not the piece I intended in closing with tonight, but I felt important because it says so much. So I thank you for being with me. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to a town that has already been burned down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm going to see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes. They never really seem to want to tell the truth. I'm so tired of you, America, making my own way home. Ain't gonna be alone. I've got a life to live, America. I've got a life to live. Tell me, do you really think you'd go to hell for having love? Tell me enough to forget everything that you've done years ago. I really need to know, after soaking the body of Jesus Christ in blood. I'm so tired of you, America. Took advantage of a world that loved you well. I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm so tired of you, America. Making my own way home. But I won't be alone,
be alone.
No, I've got a lie to live, America. I've got a life to live. I've got a soul to fill. I've got a tear to hear.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.